Border communities in this country will be the most heavily affected by the new passport rules announced yesterday by the state and homeland security departments. In the next several years, Americans who re-enter the country from Mexico and Canada, as well as the Caribbean, will be required to show passports. For a sense of how that new restriction will affect life in a border town, we've called Pat Grubb. He lives in Point Roberts, Washington, and publishes the All Point Bulletin newspaper. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
And let's describe the geography of Point Roberts a bit. It's the tiny end of a peninsula, a little isolated piece of America, and the only road connection is into Canada. Is that right?
That's correct. It hangs down just south of Vancouver, British Columbia. It's about 4.9 square miles.
So for people in Point Roberts, crossing the border into Canada would be often a daily event, I would think.
Actually, probably more than that. We often cross two or three times a day. We have a supermarket, we have gas stations, but if we need anything other than that, like dry cleaners or a pharmacy, we have to go into Canada or else drive around to Blaine, Washington in mainland.
And how many people live in Point Roberts?
Permanent population is about 1,200, but in the summertime it probably gets up to 5,000 or 6,000. It's quite a popular summer destination. A lot of people have cabins that they can come down and drive to work in Vancouver from during the summer months.
So these new rules mean that pretty much that whole town will have to be getting passports.
That's correct.
What are people in town saying about these new rules and how much of a burden or how little of a burden they might be?
To the people who have been living there, it's just another obstacle that's being put in the way. I mean, since 9/11, we've had all sorts of new requirements on what we need to go through the border. It used to be that we just needed to show a driver's license or any type of personal ID. Now we have to show a birth certificate, and a lot of us carry passports anyway. All our family has their passports, and they carry it when they go to school. Our kids go to school in Blaine.
And you're saying that the school children who are riding a school bus out of the United States, into Canada, back into the United States. Right now, they're carrying passports, too?
They don't carry passports if they're on the bus, but if any kid's involved in extracurricular activities and so they're being picked up by parents, then, of course, you have to have ID for them. Where it's going to make a difference, though, are for visitors, people who come down just on the spur of the moment. I know that there's a lot of people who are getting turned back because they'd show up with a driver's license, and so we had the instances of 75-year-old grandmothers coming across for lunch from the municipality just across the border, and they didn't have their birth certificate, so they got sent back.
So it sounds like for most people this would be sort of one more hurdle and not an inexpensive hurdle to go ahead and get a passport and show that now.
That's true. I would say that the people it's going to affect the most are the business owners who depend upon the casual trade that used to come across the border, come down for lunch or dinner, to drop their boat in the water at the marina. Those sort of people are probably, if they don't have their passport, they're probably not going to bother getting it.
And you think that'll take a significant financial toll on the town?
I would think so. There's always, you know, since 9/11, we just have been making it continually more difficult for people to come across. It used to be that people in Vancouver just thought of Point Roberts and the northern part of Washington State as sort of like their part of America, and they would just come across just for, you know, spur-of-the-moment thing. The border didn't represent a barrier whatsoever. It was just like being stopped at a toll booth. But now they say, you know, it's just too much of a hassle. Often a lot of people feel this is that it's just too much of a hassle. Why bother?
You think there's sort of a psychological shift there then?
Absolutely. And plus, there's a time shift, too, because anytime they introduce one of these new measures, then we end up having much longer lineups, and people just say, forget it, I don't need to wait an hour or 2 hours in a lineup. Just go across for lunch or to get fill up our car with gas.
Well, Mr. Grubb, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Pat Grubb publishes the All Point Bulletin newspaper in Point Roberts, Washington.